Welcome back to our podcast. I am here again with
Bella.
Dashe.
Today we've decided to turn it a little crime-like. We're doing some true crime today. I think we might have brought in some to talk about.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yes. I missed Wednesday. I don't really know we're doing this podcast, but we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Who wants to start?
It was your story, sure. So you could go.
Okay, so the case that I kind of always comes to mind is one that's close to home. I think it took place in, gosh, what year was that? I want to say it was 80s, early 80s. And it's the missing case of Johnny Gosch. So he was out one day delivering papers, you know, doing his thing.
Typical 80s stuff.
82, okay.
So yeah, 82.
Very early 80s. He's out delivering papers, and he goes missing. People are calling his parents, and they're like, yo, where's my paper? Because I guess, like, you know.
That's what they were concerned about. They're like, where's my morning news?
Yeah, I get your son's missing, but where's my paper?
I can't do the crossword, right?
So, he went missing when he was 12, and he's been missing for 41, 42 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was also the first face on the milk carton, one of the first two. Here's the picture. It, like,
what a looker. Who's the woman next to him?
It's a boy. It's another boy that, like,
this one's Juanita, but the other boy is, like, Eugene Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know who this girl is. I've never. Juanita's new to me.
I don't know Juanita.
I don't know her. She was missing in California. Mm-hmm. That's really scary. But then, so I don't know how much you saw about it, if you wanted to throw in anything in.
Yeah, so, I end up, like, reading, like, watching an interview with his mom talking about it, but it has a lot of different, stories, like, a lot of, people were saying a lot of different things. So, it started off with the day before, he was saying how he wanted to be independent, you know, he wanted to do it on his own, and then his mom was like, no, you're too young. So he snuck out with his dog and his wagon, and then one of his next-door neighbors heard about, like, 5:55, the wagon coming through. And then when he came up, he was talking to his mom says he wasn't talking to the stranger. Some people said that he was, but the stranger seemed drunk, and he was only kind of, like, talking to Johnny, and then there was other boys there as well, and then there was one man there, and, like, I guess they didn't see him. They saw him leave, but then they also saw the car leave, and then that's when he went missing. And then his mom was basically, she tried calling the police, and it took them 45 minutes. And back then, it wasn't, like, one of those things where they kind of cared about it. It was more of, like, oh, he ran away.
Yeah.
So they thought that he ran away. He didn't run away, obviously. And the parents end up doing a, did you see that? Like, they end up being one of the founders of Missing and Exploited Children. Mm-hmm. And then also there was another foundation. The Johnny Gooch Foundation. Is it Gooch?
Gosch.
Okay. The Johnny Gosch Foundation, where you can hire private detectives to, like, find the children, because back then they just kind of treated it all the same. So the story is crazy because there was so much going on.
And it's really deep. It also kind of reminds me of, this is fiction, but the first season of Stranger Things, when Will goes missing, the police are like, okay, most of the kids run away, and that's it. I think he says 99% of the time they leave on their own. And it's like, okay, well, what about that 1%?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so he goes missing, and, like, you know, they don't know where he is. There's suspicion that it is something with, you know, sexual, I don't know how to say that.
Trafficking?
Yeah, trafficking a ring over in Nebraska. And, I mean, we are one of the biggest states because of 8035 and the crossover and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what year it was off the top of my head, but flash forward, he's now a young adult. His mom claims that he came to her house with him and a man and was like, I'm alive, and wouldn't tell her anything. And, like, the guy kind of had him, like, on a short leash, not literally.
You could tell he couldn't say too much.
And then, I guess,
so she told someone, like, my son just came to my house.
Yeah.
He was with somebody.
But also,
and
a lot of people think she's crazy.
She waited 2 years to tell people. But and then her husband got a divorce. Mm-hmm. So after they got the divorce, she's the only one who's ever seen this. And then also, like, how would he know where her place is?
Yeah.
She just did an interview, I think, was it last year or a year ago? It was, like, on the 40th anniversary. So she's still alive, and so is the dad. But It's a really sad story. Did you hear about the guy that said that he was the one who abducted him?
Yeah, it's like people come forward, but yeah. I'm not sure if it is him.
Yeah,
it's
you can never just, be sure. People just do
stuff. And it's crazy because, you know, it is really hard. And yes, it was 82 when he went missing. It's really hard to go missing and stay missing in America. Like,
yeah.
Like, genuinely, it's really hard. So, you know, and I do feel bad for his mom because she has taken so much, like, crap from the media. And I guess the police guy at the time in West Des Moines, the head of police, was not the best. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, oh, we'll get to you when we can. Yeah,
it's the 80s.
So I don't know. It's just, it's scary that he's never been found.
It's weird.
Or the remains either.
Yeah, small
like
evidence somewhere.
And I don't know. There are a lot of pictures that, like, people say that it was him and he's, like, bound up. Like,
yeah. That was a real weird one.
I definitely recommend looking into it. There used to be a documentary on Netflix, but they took it off because it is really, like...
It's strange. I mean, with all the pictures with the milk cartons, you'd think somebody would see him.
And then a lot of people did think it was part of, like, a sex ring because Eugene Martin, he was from Iowa, I think, the other kid.
Yes.
Yeah. He was missing, too. I mean, not that long. Kind of the same situation.
Yeah.
They actually look alike,
pretty
too.
Pretty similar, yeah. And yeah. The crazy thing is my dad was delivering papers at that time. A couple... I mean, still in West Des Moines, just the other side of West Des Moines.
I think they decided to, after that, like, they weren't going to allow kids to do it, and now it's only parents. And then there was a bill passed in his honor that mandates that police immediately look into missing children.
Yeah.
So that was...
Why wouldn't they? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That took, like, 5 years to get enacted.
Because even if they ran away, it's still not good they ran away. So
no.
Why aren't we looking for them no matter what?
And
like,
legally, kids
away.
Can't... be on their own.
Exactly.
So, where did they go? Who are they whose house are they at? You know?
They don't care. Please don't care, apparently.
Yeah, it's a really sad story. It's really important that we make sure that, you know, take care of our children and if we see anything.
And it's influential. I mean, bills were passed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
Yeah.
Did you just go? I just
kind
pointed
of.
At you, like...
I mean, I can, like, talk
It's
more,
your turn again.
I can bring up, like, one probably we all know.
Good.
JonBenet.
Oh, kills me.
Yeah.
Who do you think did it? Do you think it was part of the family?
I think it was her brother.
I do, too. I
What?
He... I don't
He's
trust him.
Too
What's his
suspicious.
Name? He has a weird name, too.
He was, like... But, like, wasn't he, like, a
Accidentally,
kid?
But they covered it, is
yeah.
what a lot of people think.
He was, like...
Because
like he's got problems.
She had a mark, I think it was on her neck, and they said it was a taser.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same width and size of his train tracks.
But what is, like...
There's a lot, but also...
Burke. His name's
Burke.
Burke,
yes.
Okay.
And just, like, the way he is in interviews...
He's very sketchy about it.
But he's also getting interviewed for murder, so, like...
True, I mean...
How charismatic would you
be? You can't
be
like, well, let me tell you. Like, no.
It's like, wow, he's really nice. I like him. No.
Another reason I do think it's an inside job is... I just saw a TikTok on this the other day. In the ransom note, the amount of money they asked for was the same amount that... Is it John? Is his name John?
Her dad?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is it John?
Yeah.
The name senior, let's say? Mr. John.
It's spelled differently,
yeah.
though. Hers is J-O-N.
It's the same amount of money he just got in a bonus. Who's gonna know that?
Plus, there was no, like, there's snow on the ground, and
there's no footprints
anywhere. It had just snowed.
Yeah.
And they did have a big house. I've seen the angle that, like, they used to invite people in because they would decorate their house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, someone could have been in the house, but you would have found them. You would have found evidence that someone had been in your house.
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it, but, like... Is there any way that people could have just walked in? Like, were the doors locked?
Yeah. I mean, it was literally like they woke up and she was missing and they were like, oh, well, where is she? They called the police.
But wasn't she in, like,
the basement
or something?
And the only thing is there was a broken window in the basement, but I think it was like imagine a baseball hitting it. It didn't completely break. No one's getting out of a tiny crack or, you know, hole in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it is, it's a basement window. Those things are tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine a full-grown person sliding through those things.
And also, there was no footprints. There was nothing out in the snow.
So it's like, you had to be inside. Plus, how do you not know she's downstairs? Like, you didn't search the whole house, which is why I think it's the brother.
So you think he stabbed her with the train track?
I think he might have accidentally hurt her.
I think they got in a fight. There's something about, like, they were eating pineapple. A lot of people think they fought over it.
Mm-hmm.
He hit her.
Mm.
And then they covered it up.
Because they were
know,
like,
You can't lose both kids.
Yeah, I lost a daughter, now I'm going to lose my son because he murdered her.
There's also something about a flashlight. I think she had head trauma, or there was a bump on her head, and it matched the handle of the family's flashlight.
Ooh. Yeah, that doesn't look good.
It's adding up terribly for him.
Yeah.
But she was young, so I feel
even if they have, if, let's say Burke did it, I feel like it was definitely accidental.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, they, to give closure to your child, I feel like would be more important. Yes, you want to protect the one you still have.
I just feel like it sounds like it was a very violent death. So it's like, should you protect him?
The marks weren't even like actual, like, they weren't wounds, but it was like bruises almost. Like what you imagine a taser would leave. That's why a lot of people thought it was a taser.
Mm-hmm.
But then after investigation, it's the same size and width of the end of his train tracks.
What ended up happening with that?
I really think they kind of just let it go.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not telling on themselves.
What can you do? Yeah, basically.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, so people came forward and were like, I killed her.
Yeah.
Like, some random men will do that.
It's like a weird fulfillment thing, I think, for them. They want to be like...
They still should go to jail.
Yeah.
Most of them were in jail, and they, like, sent letters that were like, I killed her.
That's a crazy thing. Now, this is kind of random. The fact that, like, killers get letters in prison, in jail...
Like
from
they
women?
Can send, oh
no!
Oh, like they, from women who love them.
Yeah.
Well, what is her name? Gypsy.
Rose. Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, she was. That's how she met her husband.
She's married.
A whole bunch of dudes were like in her DM. Well, not her DMs. Her
mailbox.
Yeah, I wonder if they were sending her like stuff, like money.
Maybe. Why not?
They were filling her commissary.
Yeah.
Like. You know, and the gypsy thing is the whole question, did she do it? Like, should she have gone to jail? Should she have?
Well, she definitely did it.
Yeah.
But should she have gone
to jail?
Absolutely.
But the fact is, like, you know, technically you could say she didn't kill anyone. But there are murders. People who kill their whole family. And women are writing love letters to them.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
watched
girls.
A documentary on Richard Ramirez. He killed, like, 20 people.
Oh, my God.
And women would come to court, like, in, like, dresses and be like, oh, my God, hey.
Hey, Richard.
Like, I can change him.
You look good in that orange. Like... What are you doing?
Like, oh my God.
He's a sociopath.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
That is weird.
People still do that. And he got married in jail to some very famous woman.
I don't get how people get married in jail, because both of the Menendez brothers are married. And they're in jail for, like, what?
They are?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think they're getting out soon.
Oh. Because, see, then there's the question. Do you know the Menendez case at all? These two brothers were being viciously abused at home. I mean, like, it is some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed both of their parents.
Okay.
Like a shotgun.
Yeah. And then they called the cops crying, you know. They kind of tried to be like, oh my God, who did this? With the gun in the hand. Like,
oh my God.
What happened?
I actually went to school with a guy who killed his adopted parents.
I thought you were going to say a Menendez brother. I was like, how is that possible?
I was like, how old are you?
Yeah. You look really nice. There's no way that you were there with them.
How old are the Menendez brothers?
They're like
50. No, yeah. His name is Sean Freeze, and he killed...
Can you name drop him?
Should I take it out?
It's okay.
Okay.
He's not going to listen to this. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, all you got to look up is, like, Davenport murder. Like, he ended up killing... Kind of the same cons... Well, I don't know if they were abusing him, but he shot his parent, his adopted parents, and then he was kind of like... He called one of his friends... And then was like, oh, I did this. I don't know what to do. So his friend had to tell the authorities what happened.
Oh.
And then, yeah, he's in prison forever now.
Cool for Sean.
Yeah.
Cool for Sean. I had a friend do that recently after we graduated.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Kill his family?
No.
I was going to say, that's very... I didn't know this was, like, an Iowa thing. Jesus.
No, he did a drive-by and he murdered someone.
Oh, my God.
And he got caught immediately. Yeah, I was like, and he's in jail now, I think. I'm not going to name drop him because he's probably still out there somewhere.
No, Sean's going to be in prison forever.
Yeah.
So.
This guy, I don't think he's going to be stuck there forever. But, yeah. I mean, it was kind of shocking. Like,
we got
just
connections
graduated.
Now.
We do.
We got Brian. We got the police department I reached out to today.
Yeah.
We're covered.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the...
Yeah, so...
The Ankeny. I didn't know about it till today.
Oh, really? You didn't see it on the Slack?
No, I don't take my messages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess, like, our own case of true crime, they found a body on one of our sister locations.
Yeah.
I'm confused because I looked it up.
There's nothing.
There's information.
That's what's weird. The cops are avoiding me. They know.
They know that you know.
It happened Sunday, right?
I think The email was sent the 27th.
We were debating.
So every day, because I checked last night when I finished my news brief. It's the fact that the news isn't covering it.
No one is saying anything.
I even tried to see if I could find police reports, and I couldn't.
I mean, I literally looked up Birmingham's body.
In Norwalk, you can go and read through, like, police reports, and I couldn't even find that for the 911.
So maybe it's just, like, not related to the...
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
she's not a student?
Well, we don't even know if it's, like, the gender.
You know, yeah. It's a girl?
No.
Oh.
Oh, we don't? Oh, yeah, I thought you were something earlier.
Riley was saying he heard someone was stabbed. There's literally nothing other than what that email says that we know.
Yeah,
right,
it was the 26th. Is that what you said?
I think so, the 27th, one of the two.
So we got the information on the 27th, and it said overnight. Yeah. They found an unidentified individual, yeah, around building 3.
They think it's head trauma, which I can't hear myself.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what are you doing, man? I did the wrong one again. I meant to do hers because she keeps hitting the bar, and I keep touching yours on accident.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I just talk too much.
No, you're not. It's just because I did it wrong.
Okay. Oh.
I think it's... It's like, okay. It's nothing. It's a no.
This is the first time we're going to have to, like, really edit ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You know what? It's fun when they'll listen to it, and they'll be like... Did something happen? It's fine.
They think it's head trauma. So there's a number of things. You know, as someone who grew up a couple blocks from this campus, it's not the best side of town. You know, just straight up.
Yeah.
But also the hospital's across the street. For all we know, they check themselves out. You know, you don't know. There's a thousand things that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's kind of scary. It was close to the interstate ramp, though. I think building 3 is the closest one to the entrance
suspicious.
Ramp.
There's also been, like... Don't quote me on this, but, like, multiple deaths, like...
I remember there were some over the summer.
There was, like... Well, it's been, like, within the 6 months. Yeah, it's been within 6 months of, like, at least two other deaths.
There was rumors that there was, like, a serial killer in Iowa, and they were like, we don't really know. And we're like, okay.
Goddamn Iowa people.
But a serial killer is, like, 5 people, right?
And we're at what?
It's gonna be more than
3?
At least 2.
Huh?
It's gotta be more than 2, right? Okay, so
maybe
it's
serial
you're
killer.
Constantly
maybe just
killing.
Like a 2-person killer.
The 2-person killer,
yeah.
The Iowa 2-person killer.
But that, like, there were, it was middle aged women
mm-hmm.
who were like targets. And I was like, oh my god, my mom lives alone. I was convinced she was done for.
Oh gosh.
And then
that's
I didn't do anything
jump.
About it.
Oh, okay. Hey,
she
lock
says
your
that's
doors.
A big jump. Yes, please be cognizant of your surroundings, everybody.
Yeah, if you take anything from our rambling, lock the doors and don't
yes.
be afraid to fight.
Yeah, pepper spray. We both
yeah,
have pepper
exactly.
spray. I have a knife too.
Oh
actually.
My gosh. Wow.
I have. Oh, like a pocket knife?
Yeah.
Oh, I
like
have
a
little blade? Tiny baby
not
one.
A switchblade. I wish. These are legal though.
Like we're the outsiders.
Yeah.
Pony boy.
Yes. What were you going to say?
Sorry.
Oh, no, I was literally talking. I have, like a machete, like, no, it's like a keychain, though. It's like
oh.
a baby
oh.
machete keychain.
<knife.
laughs> I just carry it around in my pocket.
Where are you hiding that? You're sitting in front of us. No, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it is good important to lock your doors. Especially, I feel like in Iowa, people get very lenient.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
They're like, oh, it's Iowa.
Well, I remember last year, hold on, because before I say this, I don't want to mess up the location.
Okay. We'll give you a moment.
The Brian Koberger situation in Idaho when he killed those college students. I think this is what you were
yes,
talking about.
That's what I was talking about.
You don't remember this?
I don't
it was all over TikTok.
Oh, okay, no, this was huge.
It
though.
Was all over TikTok.
So,
I got my head under the ground. Okay. I don't know anything.
News is really depressing. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So he killed 4 people. In their college house.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6 people lived there. 4 of the roommates were killed. Or 3 of the roommates.
It was 3.
And a boyfriend. And the other 2 were in the house the whole time.
He was stalking the girl.
Okay.
And there was pictures of his car and pictures she was taking. So she was, like, taking a picture with her friend. And then his car
maybe
was in
the
back.
Back.
But he wasn't in the back. His car was in the back. And there was, like, they had a whole timeline of what happened before that. Because, they had a lot of video of them, like, on
walking back to the
Instagram,
house.
Too.
Yeah.
And then they were, like, drunk. So then people were like, well, they were drunk. You know how they like
okay.
to make
yeah.
that excuse.
Yeah.
And then, but it turns out it wouldn't have mattered either way. Because he was waiting for them to come home. And then I think I think the boyfriend tried to stop it, and that's why he died.
Dead. Yeah, how'd they die?
Because I almost feel...
I think he stabbed him, yeah, right?
I mean, like, a lot. Like, there's one room that had, like, blood running out of the foundation.
Yeah.
That is vicious. Oh, my God.
And it was just... He just was stalking her. There was, like... I mean, there's never a reason to kill anyone,
that
but...
That wall. That was outside the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It was so bad.
I don't know how I missed that. Yeah,
I don't either. Like,
big
that
piece
was,
of news.
And it was really scary because I had just moved out, and I was like, oh, okay, like, cool.
Good to know.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one really hit home because they were so young.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. And a lot of people are really suspicious of those other two roommates, and it's like, let them grieve, you know?
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be, like...
Analyzed. The weird thing, though, was they had a dog, and the dog never barked or anything.
The dog
and that was kind
of room. People think he let the dog into one of the empty rooms.
But the dog still would have barked. Like,
true.
My dog, like, he would have let it, like, hey, somebody's in here. Even if it was someone we knew, but they were coming late at night, he would, like, I've came late at night, and he goes crazy, so I just don't get how the dog didn't wake the other two up. Or maybe they did, and they just hid, or maybe... But they said they didn't know anything, so that's what's confusing.
Because
there has to be, like, sound.
Listen, these are college housing. As someone who lives in a college apartment, those walls aren't thick. That floor isn't thick. You should be able to hear everything in that apartment, or that house.
Yeah, it was like a house, though, right? Like an
it
actual
wasn't
house?
That big, though. I mean,
like a sorority house?
It was
house?
More stacked on top of each other,
oh, okay.
Which I feel like that makes it even easier to hear.
Mm-hmm. That was the only thing that kind of got me, is, like, the dog should have at least heard that, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, if the dog...
I don't know. I feel like I could have heard anything going on in this house.
Okay,
not...
that house is, like, a trailer.
Yeah, to describe it, for whoever's listening, it's, like, almost like a box.
And then a little box on top.
Yeah, like, and a little box on top. Almost like how those duplex houses look, but
it's
like, not a
big.
Duplex,
I
it's
mean,
an actual house.
Yeah,
so it is pretty small.
Yeah, that doesn't
because I can hear the people upstairs walking in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And again, college housing is not the best, so...
Yeah.
You know, I just hope... There's probably a lot of survivor's guilt, which is such a crazy concept. So those girls, like, sure. Well, but also, what were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
The boyfriend died.
Yeah.
He tried to fight him.
With these two girls... And Brian Koberger's tall. He's, like... a tall dude.
Mm-hmm.
Those two girls didn't have a chance.
Mm-mm.
So, like, when people were giving him crap, it's like, what did you want them to do?
Like, ninja kick him? Like,
yeah,
what
like,
was the plan?
I mean, if they were aware of what was going on, wait, no one called the cops until the next morning. Maybe I'm not on their side.
Okay, that is suspicious.
That's what I was confused about, too. Like, it took them long, and then
what
the dog, but then I don't know what happened in between. Like, maybe they were blacked out. You know, it was
a
party
that's
day,
a good
so maybe they were
point.
Asleep. And then maybe there was no screaming. Maybe there was, you know, maybe whoever woke up died.
I've seen videos that claim there was screaming, but you never know how.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How true that is. Because it was from a security camera a couple houses away. That could be from any house. That could be before they were. Okay. Should I read through the timeline?
I'd love to hear the timeline.
Okay, so at 2:44 a.m., the suspect's car is spotted, which is Brian Koberger. From 3 to 4 a.m. is when the murders happened.
Okay.
And then... Yeah.
Was everybody at the party that night? Can we, like, say that? Like,
I think
every
I think they
was
were
out
separate.
Of the house.
I think it was, like, separate.
Cause, people, yeah.
Because the two girls were, like, with each other.
Yeah. So there were two best friends. They slept in the same bed that night. The boyfriend and girlfriend got home. They were in her room. And then there's the other two. We don't know much about the other two.
Okay.
So we can at least... All the victims were out that night of the house.
At some point.
At some point. Because I think there's video of them... I don't know if it's from the same night or, like, a night before coming home from, like, a food truck surveillance video. And I think you can see him in the background. Or maybe that was a different suspect.
So why did he kill her? He was stalking her.
He was stalking
like,
her, yeah.
Time to die. Or did she do something? Did she call someone and was like, this guy needs to stop?
I don't think, from what I heard, she didn't know about him at all.
Oh.
Like, or maybe she did. Maybe she knew something.
Well, the investigators didn't get there till noon. So, that's a good long while.
That is a huge
If the
long
killings
while.
Ended about 4 or 5 a.m. and you don't call till noon, listen.
I just, yeah.
That's weird. That's just like, I don't know.
I mean, I guess if they woke up at noon, they've been out partying all night, they're super hungover, they wake up and they're like,
So, okay. Law enforcement arrived at 11:58 on Sunday after getting a 911 call. I don't know. That just,
Did you guys hear about how Ashton Kutcher was, like, involved? Like, he wasn't involved, but he had, like, he was a witness to a murder?
Yeah, a gruesome murder.
I don't know. Tell me all about it. I'll look it up.
I don't know the whole thing, but basically there was a serial killer in California, I believe, and this was, like, when he first started that 70s show.
Okay.
And he was going on a date with this girl, and he came, like, so he says that he came and he, like, knocked on a door. He looked in the window and he saw, like, a red stain, and he thought that it was, like, just, like, wine on the floor. He left, and then
this is a random house, or
this is his girl, like, he was, like, dating her, like, he was going on a date, and then he just assumed that she got mad and he left, and he went to the party, and I guess there's, like people don't believe his story because
it is a little weird.
Well, I guess the way the window's set up, he wouldn't have been able to see the blood unless he actually went in the house. So they think that he went inside the house, and then he saw the body and then freaked out and left. But we don't know for sure. He says that he never went in the house. But they, I guess this guy was a serial killer.
He looks scary.
Yeah, he was a known serial killer, and they were on his tail, but they couldn't use his testimony because they said there was too... it didn't match up, and it kind of sounded like he was lying or hiding something, so then they didn't want to mess up the investigation and let him walk free.
Okay.
So he ended up killing, I think, one more person or two more people after that. Yeah.
Jesus.
So much crime. So little time.
Do you have yours that you want to talk about still?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Before we just keep rambling over you?
Look, let me tell you, it's not very good, because I kind of just looked it up and was like, yep, that's good enough for me. Okay. About a Swedish girl whose name I'm gonna mess up. Annie Bjorgensen.
Okay.
Bjorgensen. So she went to an airport to go home for Christmas for Sweden at Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden airport. And then she tried to take money out of like 6 different ATMs. And then she walked in and walked out immediately. And then the next day they found her a mile away dead on a beach.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And then she was found with, like, all of her hair cut off. And then lying next to her was, like, her passport in a bag and clothes.
Oh.
That's really sad.
And then the autopsy found there was no foul play, that she, like, drowned. They said that she drowned and it was a suicide attempt.
But her hair was cut off?
Yeah.
No.
And the police refused to release any information about it to the family. Like, photographs, autopsy, any of that.
How were they able to confirm her body, then?
Like, what?
Like, so usually you have your family come look at the body to be like, oh, yeah, that's her.
I think they just kind of, like, went, whoop, okay.
They go off of her passport?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the evidence, there was, like, marks on her neck.
Mm.
And in her lungs, they found, like, fresh water. Not seawater, which you would find in the ocean, but, like, water from a tap.
Huh.
And they're like, that's suicide, don't worry about it.
Was it excessive amount or no?
Like, a minimal amount.
Okay, like, she drank it before she died.
Yeah, stuck in her lungs.
Oh,
That's weird.
That
but
is
they
odd.
They keep saying it was suicide. They're not.
Something makes me think she was being chased.
You think?
To try and get a bunch of money. 6 different ATMs. You're trying to get money out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so desperate, you're going to try 6 ATMs. And then you're, like, manically kind of going in and out of the airport.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And she just left.
I wonder why they cut her hair, though.
Yeah, I don't get that part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe to, like, pretend it wasn't her, but... They gave her a passport,
but
they did kill her.
Still have her fingerprints.
I know.
Her passport's right next to her.
I didn't
like,
say this was a competent killer. They weren't thinking it.
So they never found anybody?
No. Because they were like, it's suicide. Obviously. Even though she had marks on her neck and no, like, water in her lungs that would say that she drowned in the ocean.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. The police in Sweden are apparently not very
good. Just like the West Wing cops in the
80s. Literally,
You know?
They haven't gone up that far yet, but yeah. What do you think happened?
I feel like someone, like you said, she was probably being chased, and then, but I'm trying to understand the hair concept. Like, what's the point? Like, if they were trying to make sure she didn't have any, like, DNA, they would have messed with her, like take off her finger or phalanges, and then, like, make sure she's unidentifiable. So I don't know why they would cut her hair.
I wonder if, They did.
Or maybe she cut her own hair first so she could look different.
Yeah.
Gone when she moved. Situation. Oh.
But they say, like, she was really happy to go back home. She was, like, excited to see her parents. And she had paid her rent for the next month. And she, like, made arrangements to get a hair appointment the next week.
Oh.
And then she would try to go home for Christmas, and she died.
I wonder if maybe they didn't plan to kill her. Maybe it was like, well, you're coming with me, but we can't have people know it's you.
So let's cut your hair.
Yeah,
off.
I don't know. Cutting your hair is a weird thing.
It is.
I think you have, like, we have to know how she died. And it doesn't really let us know how she died.
No.
So I think that would help us understand what happened.
One I've always found interesting is the Zodiac Killer. Okay, yes. No one reacted.
Woo! It's such a convoluted case.
Oh, it really is. Did they
There's
find him
so
out?
Much.
Or were they thinking
they
him?
Found him. A thousand people
I
have
think
been
there's
like,
multiple hims.
I'm the Zodiac Killer. I don't think
I'm him.
Yeah, like...
Do you think publicizing crimes and stuff like that create copycats, or do you think those people probably would still do similar things?
I think when it's maybe in a serial killer sense.
When it's so salacious.
Yeah, because when it's... But also, a lot of the times, they almost... It's like stardom for a killer. Like,
that's what they
like,
want.
Yeah, it's like Ted Bundy was like...
You think they wanted to get caught and be famous for killing people?
Yes.
Ted Bundy, at least, for sure.
Oh.
I think a lot of them, it's like, when they get, like, a name, because they always give serial killers names so people can know. Mm-hmm. That's, like, big for them. They're like, well, I have to keep killing
now.
Because now
I'm, like,
I'm famous.
Oh, my gosh. I guess my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah. You're not crazy.
I don't know. I don't get how they didn't find him for so long. I mean, he killed a lot of people.
Ted Bundy?
No, the Zodiac Killer.
He's dead by now, right? That was, like, the 50s.
That doesn't mean he's dead, though, does it?
I think it was the 70s.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
But also, I think they found him. His name's Gary.
Gary?
Sup, Gary?
That's the most
allegedly.
Oh, wait, he did die in 2018.
Oh, well, there you go.
He died.
But also, there's...
We don't know if it's him.
Yeah.
He could have just walked up and been like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, it's me.
I feel like if you're doing time in prison and then you just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to help this guy out, a fellow murderer. I'm going to say I did it because I'm already going to die.
That's true.
He killed as many as 37 people.
That's a lot of people.
That's
like a serial killer.
That's like top dog. What's the most, that sounds weird, but what's like the most kills for one person?
Oh, look. Did you guys ever watch the Jeffrey Dahmer, like when it was on Netflix?
With
Evan
Pete,
Peters.
Evan, oh my, it's called Pete Davidson for a second. That's not right.
Imagine?
Yeah, that's not it. That would
we actually have the same birthday, me and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh.
Do you?
Yes.
What an interesting fun fact.
Oh.
Do you pull
it's
that
fun
out
for
when
parties.
People, like, ask you?
I try to stop. Oh, I think I'm breaking up. I try to stop doing that because people get uncomfortable when I bring it up, but it is true.
It's funny. I like first day of class when they go, introduce yourself, do you go, hi, I'm me. I'm the same birthday as Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's like when you play two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
I'll, like, use that. And then they're like...
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it is true.
Mm-hmm.
I never have anything good for that.
So,
lucky.
His name, I don't know how true this is. Samuel Little has 60 confirmed and 93 claimed. I think this is for the U.S. I didn't look. Because, like, other countries, then I feel like you're getting into, like, mob territory.
Yeah, we don't
and that's
care
like,
about that.
I can't keep
63?
Confirmed. 93 claimed.
That is a lot. Like, a lot.
93 is crazy.
So, he killed from 1970 to 2005, confirmed. But it's possible he started in the 60s and it went to 2012.
Oh, wow. Oh, before we forget. So, like, did you guys ever hear about the Casey Anthony?
Oh, my gosh.
That one? Oh. That was, like, my first time getting into, like, crime and, like...
No. Tell me all about it.
Oh.
Okay.
This is...
Give me a rundown.
She's crazy.
Yeah, so she...
is she the killer? The
yes.
Person being
killed?
Okay.
So... She has a daughter. Her name's Casey Anthony. She dies mysteriously. Well, she's missing. And she's missing for, like, months. And they can't find her body. And then, like, you know who Nancy Grace is?
Yes.
She was, like, on the clock, constantly looking for stuff for her. And then Casey, what made it weird was because Casey Anthony was, like, dancing. There was pictures of her partying and her daughter was missing.
How old was she?
Casey Anthony?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
She was...
Like, 20s?
She's 37
early?
Now. Like, and her daughter died in 05.
Oh, my gosh. She would have been our age. That's weird.
Oh, wait, no. Her daughter died in 08. She was born in 05.
Okay.
So she'd be, like, 20-something?
Yeah.
Like,
she's 37 now.
Yeah.
She'd have to be... I don't want to do the math on that.
I'll do it.
Okay, yeah. I'll let you do that.
Do
so
the
then, so she, her grandma actually called the police finally because her grandma kept asking, like, "Where's my granddaughter? Where's my granddaughter?" And she's like, "Oh, she's at." She gave a very specific name.
Zanny.
Yes.
Zanny the nanny.
Yes, and
that was her. Is that an actual
no.
person?
Mm-mm.
Oh God!
Well,
what an idiot.
It is.
But yeah, but it's not. The kid wasn't Kaylee. Kaylee wasn't with her.
Yeah, she actually gave out a very... What was the full name? Do you remember her name?
God, it's a weird name. Casey Anthony's a bad liar.
Yeah.
It sounds also, like it. She came up with Zanny the Nanny?
No, it wasn't Zanny the Nanny. It was like a full-on name. And then a woman got, like, they, like, followed up with this woman. And she basically ruined the woman's life because she, like, said it was her, but it wasn't her. And then Casey Anthony was just... so eventually... after her mom called, they start looking for her, and she kept basically putting them in different places, like, oh, she was here, and then they're like, okay, she wasn't there, okay, she was here, oh, she wasn't there, and then she went to prison, or jail, and then they end up finding Kaylee's body in the woods not too far from the house, and there was duct tape, and then there was a little sticker on the mouth of the skull of the baby,
okay.
And they found out it was her, and then this was, like, one of the first times, I think, too, that they, like, had a live court.
People were outside.
Yeah.
Like, rooting for her to go to jail.
You could...
Prison.
The mom?
Yeah. But you could watch it on TV.
Oh, like Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And then, basically, she said her father... Like, so she said that Kaylee ended up drowning. And her father told her that they had to pretend like she was missing. So her father, quote unquote, told her to put her in the trunk and drive her to the woods and bury the body.
Okay.
And there was chloroform in the trunk as well. And she ended up being acquitted because they said that they didn't believe that she meant to kill her, even though they didn't believe the story. They believed that she did drown, and they just made up this huge story. And they kind of depict the father in a way of, like, sexually assaulting both of them. And
none of this is confirmed true, right?
This is what Casey Anthony said in court.
Okay.
So this is confirmed to her to be true, but none of it has ever been able to be actually true. But what is true is there was chloroform in the trunk. There was human remains. Confirmed to be in the trunk. They found her skull not too far from the house.
In the woods.
Yeah, and then, it was really bad.
One of my favorite facts about this, so she claimed she worked at Six Flags, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
She takes these police officers all the way through Six Flags. She's, like, talking to people like she works there, and then she just stops and goes, yeah, I don't work here.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Lots of lying. I think she went to jail for lying to police officers.
Yeah, it sounds
That's
like
what
it.
She went to jail for. She didn't go to jail for, like,
the
possibly killing
murder.
Her daughter. Yeah.
Because now she's a photographer.
Oh, and then she got a Paramount deal? And then, people were watching it
she
and stuff like that.
And it's
and,
like, oh.
Did she get money for it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
100%.
She's part of it. What do you guys think about that? People being able to profit off of murder, like murder that they helped, like
terrible.
Gypsy Rose, and then like that situation.
Gypsy Rose, it's always so like, should she like? She was so abused.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, which I mean, but then there's also the case of Nick. Yes, he did the killing, but he's also is he disabled?
I know nothing about the Menendez brothers.
Oh, no. This is Nick Gotajohn.
He was, I guess he was autistic.
Yeah.
But that's not, like...
That's not an excuse.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe a mental health facility, because it's not... Oh, my God. From my understanding, he was showing a lot of signs of, like, not being very well in the head before he ever met Gypsy, knew Gypsy. So, you know, I don't know if prison's exactly where he should be. I definitely think he should be somewhere. But, you know, we should be able to work through it. Gypsy shouldn't be able to go get money in interviews and be a celebrity now. Because you were still part of it. Like, girl.
Yeah.
You can't pretend you didn't
kill
someone. That's a big thing.
You assisted.
And then you ran away. You, like, I don't know. I do feel not bad for him, but I think there should be... He should get a little better treatment, not just prison.
Yes. I think the same thing for her, though. I think that letting her out and giving her social media...
was...
such a weird plan.
But, like, what are they supposed to do? She's a free woman. If she wants to be on social media...
She's on probation, though, so she can get in trouble.
For being on social media?
Well, no, but, like, what she was saying, people, like, she needs to watch out. Because she was trying to be like, oh, I don't know, I had nothing. Like, she was trying to wipe her hands clean.
I think she said it's not fair to call her a killer. But I feel like that's also, like, kind of, like, taking away, like, your play in it as well. You know what I mean? Like, technically you're not a killer. Because she said she's never been capable of killing anyone. But, like... But you're capable of planning a killing? Yeah. Like, that's like...
kind of just as bad.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is the rundown.
If you've ever seen any of the Saw movies, that's Jigsaw's whole thing.
Yeah, I would never.
I didn't kill anyone. Mm-hmm. The traps did. They did this to themselves. It's like, okay, but you put them in the trap. You have a hand in murder.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a bunch of, like...
It's accessory to murder.
Yes.
Like...
So technically...
I don't know. I think Gypsy Rose needs kind of, like, what Amanda Bynes has... Like, what's that called? A conservatorship or whatever?
Who's going to be her conservator, though?
I have no idea. Her husband, maybe?
No.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't know her.
Wait,
what?
It's not confirmed. I don't know how true it is, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think her biological dad seems pretty chill, though. I've seen a couple interviews with him, and that's where she was staying for a while, I know.
Maybe a conservatorship, I think.
I just think to go from prison after being abused for years to public eye, everyone wants to talk to you, you have agents, huge social media, you're getting a documentary made, it's kind of a lot.
And then the trolls, too. Like, if you don't get the concept of what trolls are, like, you're just going to be mad constantly. Like, you don't get that these people are just trying to get a rise out of you. So when you say something bad, like, they're going... That's what they want. They're baiting you. Mm-hmm. So I think that, too, I think maybe that was getting to her.
Did you guys watch The Act?
No.
With Joey King?
Yeah.
No, I don't have Hulu.
Oh, I did. It was crazy.
And also, I felt like it was
good. Dez from Austin and Ally. Do y'all ever watch Austin and Ally?
I did. Yeah. Dez is in there?
Dez plays
the killer?
Nick. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was so weird.
Huge.
I think I was watching that. Whenever it came out, I was in high school. I was like, this is crazy.
Have you seen Austin and Ally?
I have. I did, yes.
Yeah, Dez. He's the killer.
Okay.
What's up, Dez? I have to call out our celebrities every time, you know, in case.
Yeah.
In case they hear it.
Gil Boss played a killer, too.
Oh my, he played Jeffrey
Dahmer.
That
whole cast is...
Let's get Trish in a killer role.
Yeah. Who can she be?
She can play Yolanda Salt. I can't say her last name. Who killed Selena?
You know what? Contact a producer right now. Like, it's going to be called the Austin and Ally Killer Series.
That is one of my favorite. It's not really a case because, like, Yolanda did it.
Absolutely.
But that is, they're giving her a documentary.
Oh.
And she's claiming that, like, Abraham, Selena's father, was, like, told her or something. Like, this was planned. This wasn't.
Okay. No.
That's really sad. It's like, I'm just, like, any chance I get, I'm going to try to ruin this woman's legacy.
And the thing is, like, she sat in her car for hours after she did it. And, like, because I think she had a gun to her head. And, like, the police are, like, they're camped out of this hotel in her car for hours. And now she's like, I don't know, I was told to do it, so no big deal, you know?
Sure.
It's like, you would not have reacted that way. Sure. Or if you did, you're a really bad hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did she do it?
So, they were firing her. She had been embezzling money from the fan club or stealing something.
Okay.
And Selena came to have a conversation. Now, I'm basing this off of the interview and the movie, so, you know, it's only as... but, yeah, she was stealing money, and Selena's like, yo, we're not doing this, so you're fired. But then there's also this thing where, like, Yolanda tries to twist it that they were lovers.
Okay. She does.
I've heard it before, yeah. That, like,
oh my gosh.
More than a friendship. It was more than, like, business. And it was like, okay.
Sounds like she was just kind of obsessed with
her.
Yeah. So, it's really scary.
And it's really sad because, you know... Her dad, I highly doubt, you know, there's not one chance that I think he set this up. But then how it came out is, like, her dad wouldn't let her husband, like, be at the funeral. Her last name couldn't be her married last name. So that murder really did just kind of deplete that family completely.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe she's trying to be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And, like, she has family members sticking up for her in this documentary. Like, her nieces and nephews are like, yeah, she didn't do it.
Okay, but we know she
did. But, like, here's the funny thing is we know she did.
Like, what are you going to say? It wasn't me.
Different Some Yolanda.
Some girl who looks just like me. No.
Yolanda's ugly.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I think she's crazy.
How are you going to kill Selena?
And pretend like you didn't do it. I don't know. It's a choice on her part.
It is. It's hard. What's the moral of this podcast?
Don't trust murder. Anyone.
Don't murder. Don't trust anyone.
Don't trust anyone.
Stay vigilant, everybody, male, female, non-binaries, everybody. Make sure you lock your doors.
Don't eat people. Don't join a cult. You know?
We should have talked about cannibalism. Why didn't we touch on that?
That should be a whole. We'll just
That'll
have a
whole. Be, I hate cannibalism.
That's good. That would be a red flag. We're happy that
the
you don't
thought of it
eat
is
other
so
people.
Like,
I can't believe he ate people, Jeffrey Dahmer.
I can't either.
Like,
how do you
a
do
lot
that?
Of people. Like, he was chomping.
That's why he went crazy.
Really?
Yeah, if you eat people, you go crazy.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That explains so much about so many people.
But we'll...
Do you know other cannibals?
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. I mean, I don't think I know any cannibals.
Everything about, like, that apartment, I could not imagine. Like, those barrels that he kept people in. No thanks.
Yes.
It smelled terrible in there. Like, the Andes. You watched that movie with the Andes crash? Oh, my God. The plane crash in the Andes?
Uh-uh.
And you don't know about that?
No.
Okay. In the 70s, a plane crashed in the Andes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to eat each other.
Oh.
To survive.
There's also, like, we learned about it in, like, history. It was, like, Oregon Trail time. This family ate each other. Is it the Donner Party? It's just, like, Dahmer.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
They, like, eat each other.
Yeah. I don't think I think I'd rather
No,
die.
Thanks. Yeah. I'll just starve.
I think
or,
I'd be like...
Shoot. I'll just, like, eat some leaves or something if it's around.
I mean, what if they're, like, with the Andes, it was the snow.
Oh.
So it was literally, like, they had, I think, maybe some crackers from the plane crash.
You're gonna freeze to death sooner than I'd ever eat a person.
And then the people that were, like, their bodies had frozen upon impact because they were dead.
Or, you know, there has to be something I can, like, you know, just get it over with on the plane.
I guess, yeah, I would just kill
them. You don't want to survive?
I don't
want to.
You
want to
eat somebody?
You don't.
They started eating people.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe look into the island first before you. Because weren't they on the island?
No.
Okay, I was reading about cannibalism disease. Sorry.
No? The Andes?
Yeah, they were in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would kill myself. I thought they were on I thought they were on an island, because then I was like, okay, no, I'm not going to eat anyone. Go ahead.
On
the
island, there's
money.
Like coconuts or bananas.
Yes,
or
yes, yes. Or
fruit.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Or
there's leaves. I can choke down some leaves.
Yeah. Not people.
I can't eat a person.
On ice. Mm.
I can't do it. It's so gross.
A popsicle.
A popsicle?
Their finger.
Oh, God.
That is so dark. Okay.
I think we're done.
Yep. On that note, we are going to end the podcast for the day. Thanks for listening, who's ever out there.
Sorry about this one.
I know. Oh, gosh. Whoever has to edit this.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think we need to make a message.
Do you have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
To anyone who's dead that we offended, I'm sorry.
Who's dead?
Yeah, dead. Not dead. I don't know if we, like, talked on anyone's ghost.
I don't think
so
either. Oh, yeah. This is meant to be just...
It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
It's, you know, girl talk. You know?
Casual girl talk. All right. We're ending it.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.